Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Irmo, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of the South Carolina Business Review. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, I appreciate you having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, I was picking up on some statistics about employment levels across the country and how they might compare to South Carolina. As you know, it has been a difficult year with the pandemic. In the United States, in March and April of last year, the country lost 23 million jobs. That's a lot to recover from. Slowly but surely, over the last year, there's been good news across the country, and 7 million jobs have been recovered. So we're still below the employment levels across the country. When you look at South Carolina, South Carolina has recovered to pre-pandemic levels of employment. So we're kind of right back where we were. And I just feel like there continues to be good news across the state, private investment, public investment coming from directly in the state and out of the state, just a lot of good news happening across South Carolina.
That is good news. Share with us some more. What are you seeing across our state?
One of the interesting things that continues to be a trend is that who's doing really well are particularly the areas where there's been hospitality and tourism. That was definitely affected a lot. Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head have really picked back up in their growth of employment, particularly in tourism and accommodations. But Charleston is more interesting than just tourism. Charleston has a very good mix to that employment. The port had its best year ever. Charleston's established itself as a manufacturing hub, and it's also really well positioned in the technology sector. I attended the opening of the 92,000 square foot tech center down in Charleston. It was developed by the Charleston Digital Corridor. So Charleston's doing really well. Greenville is maybe kind of second on that list, growing at 5% over the past year. The Greenville Area Development Corporation announced a whopping $600 million plus year in terms of economic development announcements. The Columbia area, maybe not growing as fast, kind of in that 2% year to year, but with the recent announcement from Nephron Pharmaceuticals that they are kind of developing a new line of business, investing $100 million into the production of PPE, the protective equipment, they're going to be manufacturing sterile gloves. And right here in Lexington County, it's really an amazing story, $100 million investment.
And how is the business calendar looking? Because I know we are having in-person events again.
Yeah, there's a gentleman in Columbia named Matt Vady who in 2015 started a summit called a Growth Summit. They are going to be hosting an in-person 2021 Growth Summit. They've got a great keynote speaker in the author Jonah Berger. That is November 18th. I think that would be of interest to anybody across the state about how to effectively grow your company. Also in the upstate, November 5th to 7th, there's the inaugural Hog and Barrel Festival, where they're focusing in on these southern staples of bourbon, barbecue, and bacon. Just for variety, the Lowcountry has a return of the types of things that we always love to participate in, a local 5K and fundraising for the Alzheimer Family Support Group. That is August 28th in Somerville. So, yes, we are getting some in-person events and look forward to it.
Yeah, I always like how you mix up these events when I ask you what's coming up next. You know, a business event, some food and fun event, and of course, got to throw in some exercise, right?
Yes.
As always, Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Mike, I appreciate it.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of the South Carolina Business Review. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.